It's crunch time, it's a Thursday, and it's time for this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yay! For the lightning round, it's the best time of year, and it doesn't rhyme, but I don't care, because we got NFL football, and college football, and hockey, and baseball, too.
Here we go. The hockey lightning round. Question one of 19. Hockey's back. Connor McDavid is on pace for 246 goals this season. That's, you know, three a game. I think it would be a record. But meanwhile, the Penguins are looking for their third straight Stanley Cup, and it would be the first team to win three in a row since 1979 through 1983 when the Islanders won four in a row.
Islanders, the dynasty on the island.
So one day into the NHL season, who wins the Stanley Cup
this
year?
It's over.
A, the Penguins, they go 3-for-3. B, any Canadian team. Or C, the rest of the field.
Wow. I'm going to go field because historically it shows you can't trust the Canadian teams in hockey anymore. We've hijacked it, which was rude considering they're supposed to be so polite. Three in a row is tough, so the American field.
USA!
But
USA!
Last year you took the field as well and the Penguins won, so congrats to the Penguins again. It's the international break for soccer, so it's time to bring up my favorite soccer question. How many points does the U.S. men's national team come away with after their weekend of qualifying? They take on Panama in Orlando on Friday, then at Trinidad and Tobago Tuesday.
I'm torn.
The U.S. are fourth and would be currently in a playoff between either the Socceroos or Syria, depending on who wins their qualifying matchup. The U.S. are taking on both of the teams that are below them in the CONCACAF table. They are only 1 point behind Panama in an automatic qualifying position. How many points does the USMNT come away with? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6?
Isn't that the country that McEnroe always used to scream about on a bad call? You cannot be Syria! They're playing Panama in honor of Van Halen, Trinidad and Tobago in honor of why couldn't they just be two countries? So they're going to get a win and a tie. What would that be?
That is four.
I'm going with four.
That is your favorite number. I think you've said that every time so far I've asked.
And I don't think I've ever been right.
It's very true. With the Windians back in the playoffs and the Browns still doing their thing, I have yet another question having to do with the Browns and whether they get a win. The Browns have a tough October schedule playing the Jets, the Texans, the Titans, and the Vikings, while the Windians possibly could play up to three series the rest of October. So, at the end of October, which is higher, Cleveland Browns wins or Windians playoff series wins?
Wow. First of all, the Browns could have a tough October playing in the Sun Belt. So, series wins. Yeesh. I got to go with the Brownies. I got to stick with them and hope that my Yankees knock off Cleveland. And the answer to that question is none.
All right. Speaking of the MLB playoffs, we'll do a pick 'em for the division series. Not who you want to win, but who will win the series. I know this is going to be tough for you. We'll start with the game that's on the TV right now. Astros or Red Sox?
Astros. And it's both. I want Red Sox to lose, and I think they're going to lose.
Windians or Yankees?
You got to be an idiot to go with the Yankees, so I'll go with the Yankees.
Nationals or Cubs?
I'm going with the Cubs. Let's go Cubbies. Knock off the Nats. Somehow they'll screw up. They always do. Probably the bullpen.
And I wrote D-backs and Yankees, but that's not right. D-backs or Dodgers?
The Doyers. I think the Doyers bounce back. Kershaw finally pitches strong in the playoffs. I like their offense. I think they've put the misery of 25 of 26 behind them. And there's an element of non-trust with me among the D-backs. So I'm going to go with the Doyers against my heart.
So then ALCS, you've got Astros and Windians. Who do you have winning that one?
No, remember, I said you got to be an idiot to pick the Windians, and
I
picked the Yankees.
Oh, that's right. You got the Yankees. So Astros, Yankees.
Yankees! At least I'm not being a homer here.
Cubs, Dodgers?
Cubs!
And World Series?
Yankees over the Cubs. Babe Ruth comes back, faces Charlie Root like in 1932 and calls his shot. Last night, I think on Twitter, I said, the only thing I'm rooting for is Cubs-Yankees, so I'm sure as hell not going to back out here and use any bit of analysis at my disposal.
Fair enough. Last one, the Patriots defense is sixth worst in NFL history since the merger 4 games in.
Really?
That is per Adam Schefter. They are allowing 457 yards a game. Out of the other 5 teams, only one of them has ever made the playoffs or won. That is the 2011 Patriots. So with the Patriots 2-2, tied with the Jets behind the Bills, what percent chance do you give the Patriots of winning a playoff game?
By the way, did Altuve just hit his third?
He's got three. Yeah. That's the Pablo Sandoval special.
Altuve just hit his third homer of the game, joining Babe Ruth, Chase Utley, Reggie Jackson.
Pablo
as
Sandoval.
Hitting. Sandoval hit three in one game.
He did it in the World Series against Tigers.
I think that's going to be the list. Maybe Reggie Smith against the Yankees in 77 as well. I give the Patriots a 60% chance of winning a playoff game. They're still going to win the East. And that'll do it for the lightning round. Lightning round.
And as always, the lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs, just like LEDs, for your home or for your business. And it's not just light bulbs. They also fix your phone as well. It doesn't matter how it broke or who broke it, they can fix it for you. The experts at Battery Plus Bulbs can fix your cracked screens, your broken buttons, your charge ports, and more on your phone or tablet device. Batteries Plus Bulbs also offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. You can visit them online at batteriesplusbulbs.com or in Eugene or Corvallis in store.